music is calling up by the angel. I know exactly what goes on.
What's going on?
Hello and welcome to the All Ritual Podcast. This is episode 121, and my name's Joe.
And my name is Dan.
Welcome to the show.
That's TJ too.
And will you tell all your friends you've got your gun to my head? The storm is only wishful thinking.
All Rainbow.
Drink?
What is that? Yeah.
No, I don't mean alcohol.
There's Coca-Cola in the fridge.
We have water and vodka.
Are we going to sip and pass it?
I got a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi or that.
What is this? Just sips?
Remember that?
Water. Yeah, to go to the free 2 liters.
I was very close. So last week...
This guy almost buys. This guy.
I was very close. It was in my hand.
We went out for subs. And, oh, fuck.
Today?
No. This was last time.
Last weekend when you left.
You should have mentioned it. I'm like, fuck, how long? What have I missed?
So
I remember with Subway earlier on.
We scoured around Hammersburg looking for an open bar.
Oh, everything closes. It's restaurant. Like LaSalle, but worse.
Who was it?
Tim Hortons
last
was closed.
When you left.
Really?
This was like, what time is it? Like 11:30?
Hey, when I went home, that
was
fire,
like 1 o'clock.
Remember how much I put on the fire? The first time?
Oh yeah, TJ wanted it to spark back up after 3 hours.
It did. I came back and it was on fire.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Like a fire was going in my backyard. I look at the window and it's just all my fences are orange. I'm like, what the fuck? Chad, I'm not kidding. I stood with my hose, like Astro, for many minutes. Just,
I'm like, it's not coming back.
Like, smoke. He's like,
cool.
It was steam. It was like steam because it was cold. Yeah. And, then heat. And I was just in it going like, Take a breath, breathe this in. But anyway, many
smoke.
Minutes. I
breathe
was
it in smoke over an open flame. Just
and I come back, we went from, where did we go? We just went to Naples. We got subs.
Went to Gilligan's and all the lights are off. We're like, let's walk towards it anyway.
Oh, and then you thought McDonald's was 5 miles. I'm like, you see that street light that's like 100 meters away? Double that and that's the distance. He's like, no fucking way. No, we get right around it and it's like, there's the arches. He's like, oh my god.
Shut up, man.
Really misjudge
it. It's fucking far.
It's
TJ's is 10 minutes from here.
TJ, it wasn't far.
Okay,
it wasn't that far.
But anyway, so we sat down.
You know
so
what?
We
knew it
Naples
wasn't
for
far?
Subs.
Well, Jess Foxer.
Okay, well we...
Good benchmark.
Okay, we end up at Naples. The moral of the story is, like, yeah, we're looking for something to drink and Dan...
Remember the fucking confusion
fucking
of pain?
Dan just goes, are we sipping and passing a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi right now?
I was sipping and passing
the whole thing.
And then you may think when he made that sound, I was like, alright, never mind. I don't need that much.
What are you honestly asking?
Oh, yeah.
Just a sugary...
That wasn't even a joke.
Tube.
Was not a joke at all. I'm like, we need to wash something down.
We sipping and passing. I picked root beer.
I want to hear how they cheated.
Endless
been,
root beer.
I want to hear that story.
TJ will best tell the story.
Wow, it's not a very good story.
It is a good story.
We're just okay. We're super wasted. And
for some reason, I ended up
there's a bit of a story.
It was like a Three Stooges kind of thing. Who was paying for whose sub?
Yeah. So as we're walking there, I realized I don't have my wallet on me.
I ended up paying for Dan.
Who's paying for me? Oh yeah, that's right.
And not my own.
And yours.
No, I bought mine and yours.
Please let TJ tell us the story.
I'm ready to get it right. Like, all three of us were required to tell the story. So, I realized I opened my wallet. I'm like, fuck, I can't pay. Dan offers to pay for me?
Joe did. And
Joe
then
did.
I did after.
Then we get there, and then who paid first?
Joe.
Were you guys just buying slices?
Halfway there,
no,
I realized,
like, two.
Halfway there, I realized I had,
then we got subs.
Like, loose cash in my pocket from a previous purchase in the day. So, I had, like, $12 in my pocket. We get there. Okay, so then who bought, who's what?
Fuck, I ended up buying mine and Dan's and my own pop. You bought Dan's pop.
And then Dan wants me to buy his because I have cash on him. So I go to buy it, and
just
I'm like,
pop.
$1 too much. But I had done the math beforehand, and I'm like, it's like fucking $6 plus a pop. How the fuck was that $14? And the guy double charged me for like two subs.
Oh my
so when
God.
I called him, I was like, oh, so I put it in there for two or whatever. And then Dan makes me pay for it anyways. And then,
so I walked out with a free sub and a free pop.
And cash in his pocket.
And cash in my pocket.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyway, those were good subs.
Subs were delicious, though.
And really I chose good. Root beer, and it was like the never-ending root beer. It was amazing.
And I got mine was a brisk.
Not a bad drink.
It's no carbonation, so it's like it drinking.
Slides right down.
It's gone, man.
It's like after you're done sipping, it's there's still more. Like,
if you don't have like carbonation in a can, you're pounding that can. Even Monsters, the iced tea ones, are gone.
Oh, they're so good.
But you drink them so fast.
I go for one of those right now, baby. Tell me about that. I'll drink it.
Are we recording?
Anyway, and then we walked all the way back.
For real.
Fuck, that sucked.
Yeah?
It got quiet for like a block.
No one talked. Oh, yeah. And then you guys talked about work around the fire and it scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. He's been going... I've heard about this.
What? It's scary.
Fourth or fifth time I've heard about this. TJ and I were talking about...
It was last week.
Element.
What were you thinking it was?
I thought it was like a sheep.
This?
I've looked at this in BBHH or something. BDH.
It's like flipped or something? Or doubled?
It is doubled, but from here it looks like four
it's
letters.
It's mirrored.
Chad, what'd you think of Inside Out?
I haven't seen it. Please.
Dude, Disney Club? Another point for Disney Club. I have that movie on the way.
Are you having a baby right now? Is that what's happening?
No.
Do you hear me?
Jesus.
I've been trying to sell you on Disney Club for like a while.
Yeah, I want to hear about this. Did you get Latin?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get it, but it, like the day it releases.
That's fucking sweet. Today? Comes out today.
Then we either got it today.
You have Aladdin on Blu-ray right now?
I will. Yeah. It hasn't been released ever.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that it looks as good as VHS.
No.
No, they look better. They look kind of cool now because.
Did you hear me talking about. Read it. I was talking about Lion King.
Was it you?
You can see the fucking pencil strokes. Looks cool, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, I have Lion King on Blu-ray if you want to put it on.
Do you really?
I got a 3D Blu-ray.
It's right there.
I got a 3D Blu-ray.
I don't know if I have
listen
the 3D one.
Listen to me.
Look at it.
So this month.
Next to Inception.
What happens is they send it in and they say, this is what you're going to get. If you don't decline, this is what you're getting. And we'll charge your credit card $30. Inside Out. That was this month. I'm like, yup. I've said yes 3 out of 4 times.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
I mean, did you watch it?
I didn't get it. Okay. It's not even released yet. But it comes...
That's true. It's only a download right now.
I'm trying to talk about games and movies and stuff.
Don't talk about that game.
No, or that movie. No, I won't.
Please.
Did you like it? That's all I want to know.
Oh, you saw it?
No.
Just say yes or no.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, that's it. Because
you don't want me to talk about it at all.
At all.
Okay.
I have no idea what even the plot of the story is. I understand that she has emotions and they are the characters.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any gripes. I don't want this movie like...
Whoa. I can't wait for you to see it so we can talk about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm down. Okay.
We'll talk about it. Like, I don't want to hear like...
It's cool.
Yeah.
Are you interested in Pixar movies at all?
Less than you guys, but... This is supposed to be way up here.
I feel like it's out of character.
I'm kind of excited to see it.
But I'm pretty into Pixar.
I
like animated films.
I have like, so much
that's in them.
That's what it is. I'm making excuses now for the shit that I'm going to watch with Jack.
I like Lego Movie.
I don't make excuses. It's all so good.
I bought Avengers 2 as well on Blu-ray.
You know what I want to? I want to talk about it right now. But I think I want to like do something cool with those Marvel movies.
A master cut again?
Yeah, I didn't want to say that because I'm not done the first one.
It's pretty obvious. That's where you're going with it.
Fuck, is it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was talking to my brother about this, like, just as a hobby, like, re-editing movies, the fact that you only get what's on cut, you know, you only get,
though, man.
No, but this is the thing, is you dive into, like, oh, I could fucking kill Gladiator, I'll re-edit Gladiator, but or even the Star Wars movies, like, you're stuck with what is on film, so, like, you can't move around as much as you think. You know, because, like, the audio won't cut properly. So it's like you are forced not to include certain scenes together. It's like you take your favorite movies, dig into them, like, just change them, rearrange them. And, like, I would watch... You know, like, how much more excited I'd be to watch Gladiator if I knew you re-edited it? Like, the fucking chat.
Do you make storyboards?
No, you just...
I suppose you could.
Have you ever dealt with, like, film editing software? Like, a Movie Maker?
No.
Well, yes. It gives you, like, a long-ass fucking picture, right? And you just cut it and paste it, just like you would audio.
Well, yeah.
And if I was a kid, I would watch the movie, like, and I would note every scene, and then I would decide what scenes I wanted.
Oh, yeah, well, the first one I dove into was the Star Wars.
Hard nut.
Yeah.
Or maybe get a synopsis online, like a scene-by-scene.
Yeah.
I had an idea of what I wanted to do, and, like, I knew those movies shot for shot anyway. It is really cool watching a movie frame by frame. Like, as like crazy as that sounds, like
you've always click, been click, click, like
you're looking for every cut. You're like, can I cut there? Like, if I want to take this conversation out, like, just as difficult it is to edit, like, an
you're
episode of a podcast,
your,
but it's all video.
You're cutting to a very high standard. If I were doing it, I would be like, I wouldn't worry about how well they cut so much as the pieces I put in make
a cohesive
story.
Oh, like, you wish this was over here, and, like, it's going to be obvious.
I don't like this scene, just cut the whole thing, and if I don't like the last half of the dialogue, I just cut the dialogue, and it kind of doesn't transition well in the next scene, but it's the story that I want
to tell. Or, as a fun thing, like, I'm going to edit out every Jonah Hill scene in this movie.
Sure.
And I'm going to try and take Jonah Hill out of fucking Wolf of Wall Street. What would that cut look like?
I've actually been thinking about doing this. Like, imagine taking...
There's no Jar Jar Binks in my trilogy, like... Count Dooku is like a minor character. There's no Order 66, like just gone.
I feel like you have to remove a whole like
crazy.
Like a whole character or a whole concept or a whole subplot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way to cut it down, right? Imagine a challenge.
Does it sound like we're talking about work?
Yeah.
Is it scaring the shit out of you?
No, I'm just looking at Chad going.
It's just a cool, like.
Imagine yeah, I said, Joe, you have to take this movie and give me a 10-minute short. I want to laugh. I want to cry.
Yeah, like a trailer, like 10-minute trailer.
Yeah,
like the score, everything.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be like a fun project. Just one, even one movie. I've been thinking about actually trying.
I want to redo the Hobbit movies. Like, imagine like trying to cut that. Like, that's our big gripe is it's too long. Shit in one movie. Try and edit it into one movie.
I don't want to.
Awesome.
I like it.
That's all I ask is that you watch it.
I'd watch it if you made it.
Oh, like the only Bilbo cut?
I'd rather just say the movie's
imagine taking
bad.
Thorin out of the fucking Hobbit trilogy?
This is how I want to make it better.
Like
than actually doing it. I would never do that.
Perfecting it, man.
I wouldn't have the patience.
Dude, I wouldn't even watch commentary.
I love commentary.
I know you do. You always have, always will. You used to make me fall asleep at your house watching commentary to a movie I didn't even like to begin with.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm a pusher. Anyway, sounds like a cool hobby.
Yeah.
To do a couple of them.
I would watch it.
Sure. What were we talking about before that?
Yeah, I'd watch it. I'd see it.
Inside Out?
Oh! The Dark Knight trilogy. Just cut it all together.
I'm not into this idea. You don't have to
take out Two-Face or something? Or like the ugly Rachel?
I don't care.
Imagine you could edit out the whole ugly Rachel character.
Why? She's part of the movie.
No, I'm not saying like it shouldn't be.
Yeah, the movies are fine. They're either really
bad.
I'm
not saying that.
Like,
I'm saying it's fun.
Sweet.
I'm not saying make them better.
That's
crazy.
I'm really like.
I'm honestly not saying.
I don't like it at all.
I'm not trying to say the Joe Maria director's cut. This is the better movie. Like, just
I know,
cool
dude.
It.
You don't have to fucking.
All right.
Stand up for it. I'm not into it myself. I'll watch it and be like, Joe, good job, dude. But
sweet,
I'm not gonna go home and be like. Lord of the Rings is going to be the dopest one.
It's kind of like making your own movie, but like low impact, just very little commitment. You don't have to film anything.
Or you guys watch anything?
It's like,
you're
going to be creative.
Or play anything.
All right.
You guys are a different breed.
Yeah, I saw The Martian.
All right.
Ooh.
Who'd you go with?
My wife.
All right. If you would have said anything else, it was coming. I'd have been pissed. Because I can't see movies.
You were ready, too. You're like, who'd you go with?
I was ready.
What did you see?
The Martian. Ready to come at me.
I can't see any movies right now with Jess, and that like spent half the season.
Oh yeah! Yikes!
Unless we get a babysitter, but I mean, he's only 4 months old, and
no, you're not. That's not happening.
Yeah.
You watch him.
I haven't been to movies in months. I never really movies.
You don't really like movies as much as I do.
Yeah, he does.
I like good movies.
He doesn't like movies as much as I do.
Appreciate. Like, you seem to...
You like good movies, and you like movies, but I watch movies that
you have, like,
are
a classic appreciation of film, and this guy just has a more modern...
What's that? It's like, you want to do something, so you go and see a movie.
Not even that. Like, at home and stuff, like, I used to watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, I still watch a lot of movies.
You have tons of movies.
One of them is...
Yeah, how many movies I have? Mm. I keep up on movies.
I watched a couple movies.
Anything that's, like... That's really good that comes out that's worth buying. I do buy them. Why? I don't know. I watch them one more time, maybe. Sometimes I don't even watch them.
Solo Plastic. Yeah, I only buy the...
I bought Avengers 2. I don't think I'll watch it until Jack watches it.
Yeah, cutting all the boring fucking scenes out of those Marvel movies. That's what I want to do, just for Max. Only action. Mix them all in chronological order, so they're all...
I feel like that's what I do. You said originally, like, I'd watch the Chad director's cut of Gladiator.
Yeah.
It would just be cut, slice, for 4 minutes. Like, do you guys like it?
Yeah, just these three scenes.
Do you guys like it?
Did you like it?
I'd show that, like, one head chop off and think, oh, you're not entertained.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever tried to...
No one can play it back
when you, when you invite somebody over, or, like, we haven't done this in years, but invite somebody over to watch, like, a movie that you picked, and then, like, there's cool scenes, and then there's the lulls where you're like, fuck, like, pick up, I know there's a cool scene. Just edit those out. And show only the fucking highlights.
I think us watching it together would be extremely entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see the value in that. You're crazy. I still remember it. Do you guys ever try and, like, tell your girls about one of our inside jokes?
I think I might have tried to
stare at you. Like, you're fucking retarded. You just said you like it. And I was, like, I tried to explain to Jess Kyle's you like it moment. And she did not even smirk. I was like, that's fucking... Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, Kyle was just jibbed out of his mind, like, out of his mind. Sitting in a chair across the table from me, like, staring into nothing. And then I feel like his delay was, like, at least 10 seconds. You like it? After I said Ciro had a nice collar. It was such a delayed reaction. I'm like,
oh yeah.
I'm like, Ciro's got that sweet spike collar, makes him look tough. And then it was silence for 10 seconds, and Kyle looks up.
You like it?
And then Doug called him out on it immediately, and that was it. That was the joke.
You like it?
So do you guys want to hear about The Martian?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really cool. Like, it's...
visually?
Visually. Like, the same impact as Prometheus. Like, it looks and feels exactly like Prometheus.
That's good.
Like, Ridley Scott, like, you feel like you're on the ground. No, like, digital fucking... backgrounds and stuff. Like, it's very real and concrete.
Cool.
Same Mars exact here. Experience. Like, you, like, it's Mars, right? It's a real place.
Did they film this it on Mars?
What's that?
Does it film it?
It doesn't film it on Mars, but it looks awesome. It does look like Mars. It looks so much like Mars.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Like, but
it's, you think it's a set, or is that like a desert on Earth? Is there a Mars desert on Earth?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
There's some fucking desert.
Red sandy Mars desert?
Well, they... They use the camera tricks and movie magic make to make it look orange. Red.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think there's just Mars Earth?
There might be, yeah. That's the thing. That's what I'm asking.
No. Mars on Earth? No, there's not.
I mean, the setting of Mars? Yeah, sure. The lighting is way different.
What do you think, TJ? You think there's a red desert out there that looks like Mars?
I don't know, man. Hollywood made the...
I think the only way that it could look red is if there was like a sandstorm. And there was sand in air.
A really small area.
And like crazy really sun hitting it at the right area. Time. Lighting it up red.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Mars story on Earth?
It's a really cool story. Like, it's... no, that's honestly, like it's...
it's a really good story.
I feel like you would appreciate it a lot, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, story-wise, it's not... You can't compare it to Prometheus. But it looks and feels like Prometheus. It could actually be like, it's NASA, or...
What do you mean, does it compare to Prometheus? Prometheus' story is not good.
Yeah, well, it's fiction, dude. Like, this is like a science facts type experience.
Is it unique?
Prometheus' story is not good.
It's not. They go to a planet and aliens attack them.
Yeah, that's not a good story.
It's boring.
It's a cool, cool intro, like the intro part of it.
Cool.
Do you not know anything about this movie?
There's a guy who's a Martian. Matt Damon's born on Mars.
Reset it.
He's not born on Mars.
Whoa, that's what you think it is?
Why is it the Martian?
Because he's an alien.
I know what this movie is.
He's on an alien planet.
I felt like he knew what I was talking about. Okay,
doesn't matter.
They do a mission on Mars, and he gets left behind. There's like a storm or something that happens, and they assume that he's dead. And when they leave him on the planet, and he's already got like there's shit there already, right? It's not something that he could sustain life with for like an extended period of time, but he can be alive. Okay. And he makes it so that he can be alive for an extended period of time by, like, growing vegetables. That seems like the one scene or something. He's growing something.
Okay.
And they send
so a... he needs to figure out how to sustain his life on Mars until the next mission, which is, like, 4 years.
And he has to find a way to contact Earth, which he does. You can tell through the trailers. I haven't seen this movie. It may sound like I have.
I've seen Red Deserts. Fucking Australia. Australia has red deserts. There's an episode of Survivor, man, where it's red and it looks Mars.
Sometimes it's a small area, man. Like a park. Like a little area.
Some red sandy park. They probably went to a place. They went to the Red Desert in Australia and filmed a movie.
Maybe they did. If you really want, you could fucking IMDb it and go to trivia.
Or did right. they film it?
Any star rating out of 5?
On Mars.
Oh, it's a 5, man. It's a solid 5.
Wow!
Yeah. Damon's acting is like...
Spot yeah, he's really good.
He's hit or miss, man. He does some fucking weird movies.
He's just a weirdo. I don't like him in sci-fi, oddly enough, but, I mean, this seems more appropriate. Like, he's just... He feels more like a real person.
I like it. I'm down to see that.
Is it, like, Matt Damon?
And it looks and sounds amazing in 3D. That fucking... Like, it's a storm, right? The storm on Mars comes, and there's, like, tiny shreds, like a little particle, like Mars dust, like, shooting horizontally across the screen. And it's, like, in the middle of the night, so it's all black. Black and white. Like, moonlit Mars, like... And, like, it's there's this fucking storm. Oh, and oh yeah, and the storm blocks out the sun, too. But yeah, like particles in 3D, like brushing through their fucking suits. It's been 20 minutes.
Yeah, see, we're nowhere near being done.
I'm all right, like for being on the way done.
Thank you.
On the way to
keep
done.
Going.
But yeah, it looks feels really cool. The 3D was great because there's all sorts of like certain camera angles that are like of the cameras on the craft, so you know that he's like reporting or recording.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there'll be a scene where it's just. Why? But then it'll switch. There's a HUD over it. You know, like, that's a message he's saying back to Earth, like, or trying to transmit.
I can't wait to see this movie.
And, like, in 3D, like, the HUD's in the front, and, like, everything is behind him.
Oh,
it's
why?
Fucking awesome.
So I need to see
looks,
it in theaters,
because
it's an experience again.
It's great. That's what I'm saying. Ridley Scott, like, quality, like, there was this.
Is it
a storm.
IMAX?
There was a storm in Prometheus. It was fucking awesome.
It's not IMAX, though, right? It's
no, just
3D. Just
3D.
I'm going to go see it, but it was like this experience.
Oh, yeah, you'd need a 3D TV. Right. I mean, watching this at Chaz's place would be amazing.
Will no they ever be able
to... All the lights off.
I mean, somebody eventually...
This would be a fucking awesome
like,
group
just looking at
sure.
a TV that is 3D without glasses.
Probably, yeah.
I can't wait
it's
to
like
see
color,
that.
Man. To answer your question,
yeah.
see it because, like, I'm saying you would
like
enjoy
ice.
It. And, yep. like, I'm not even... I feel like you're expecting, like, a big, like, action movie, but it's all really about...
No, I'm not... But I think about, like, Moon, where it's just focusing on this guy and his, like, cool shit that he's doing and some psychology, maybe, and...
Yeah. Well, Chad, you know All Is Lost?
I'm just asking. I don't know a lot about
Robert
it.
Robert Redford, All Is Lost, the boating movie?
Yeah.
Mars.
Survivor Man.
But, like, yeah, he has a solution.
My favorite shit.
It's like, he has a solution to every problem, and he's like, well, I guess I gotta do this now, and like, he's just constantly being faced with barriers, and it's like, well, okay... Figure out how to solve that problem, but on Mars with limited resources, like use your mind. What are you gonna do? How to be creative? And he just fucking, you know, has a go at it.
Sweet,
I want to see it.
Yeah, and there's a whole subplot about like they don't let the crew know that he's still alive because they have like another year and a half before they get to Earth, and they all think he's dead. So it's like they're shutting him off, and like how he establishes connection with Earth.
Oh my god!
And like. It's fucking awesome.
All right. I need to see it.
And it looks great. Matt Damon's fucking dope in it.
Did anyone else see anything?
I mean,
Inside Out.
This is some shit. Mad Max. Don't really want to talk about it.
Did you like it?
It was very good.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it.
A little overhyped.
Lots of fun.
Watching.
See, I feel like I
thought it was the rewatch.
The hype is a big problem.
It is.
Knowing that people...
The hype was like 6 out of 5. Great. Like, it's just... Like, my I like it. My wife likes it. Like, that's unbelievable. And yeah, I liked it. My wife liked it. But it was...
Were you surprised Emily liked it? Because I was surprised Jess liked it.
No, because my sister liked it. And Jess liked it. Jess was like, okay, if Jess liked it, Emily will probably
chicks
like it.
Chicks.
If my sister liked it, Emily's definitely going to like it.
Wow.
My sister's like, she doesn't like shit. So...
It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah. For real. And I saw Tomorrowland. Ugh.
Hey, I saw Tomorrowland too.
It was a fine Disney
Is that
movie.
The Disney movie?
I really liked the girl's performance. Like the young woman like in the movie is I think she's
she
really
was.
Well like
yeah.
rounded character. She was like little Indiana Jones or something, like or Han Solo, like she was snarky in all the right times and
I didn't know what I was getting into.
Her reaction to stuff was like
I did like her a
like
lot.
I don't know, like
that little robot girl bothered me at first, but then I quickly got to like her as a robot.
I hate that bitch.
I don't know.
I was trying to break down the movie and thinking like I was thinking of
think
like
of her,
cooler ways that
think
this
how old she is and how good of an actress she is to be like a robot.
That thick British accent though, I wanted like a tiny little girl.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that. For an hour and a half? No, thanks.
Whatever.
Didn't like her. But yeah.
2.1?
Don't watch it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a 2.1. It's a solid 2.1.
Don't watch it, but it was okay.
Let's put it this way. If Jess makes you watch it, play a game at the same time.
I love that that is...
Don't watch it.
It's okay.
Why am I getting...
Like, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I just...
I don't think you're just joking.
No, don't watch it. The absurdity is like,
listen, don't watch it. Like, I'm not even going to give you the chance to agree. Don't watch it, but it was okay. So you don't even need to watch it. It's not that great. Wasn't shit. That's almost worse.
You know when you see a movie that, like...
I want to see if it's bad, it better be really fucking bad.
But, like... there's so many better movies out there that if you recommend it, you're just an idiot. That's Tomorrowland.
So
don't watch it.
Oh, like the guy saying, Tomorrowland's my favorite movie.
Or even just saying, oh, I like Tomorrowland. It's worth a watch. No, it's not worth a watch. There's plenty of good shit out there.
There's
to
so
watch.
Many people out there that love hours in a day. The worst fucking movies.
Yeah, when you go to Silver City and people's name tags had their favorite movie on it, I would often judge them by their favorite movie. If I saw that their favorite movie was like Ted, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You deserve to work.
You know exactly who they are. If they like a Wes Anderson movie, like, yeah, I know you.
If I see a fucking person, their favorite movie is Ted, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, no one's Rushmore is my favorite movie. You're a fucking idiot.
What would yours be? Okay, yours would be a fucking Lord of the Rings. You'd have some really weird clip holding your fucking apron on. It's like a fucking Hobbit clip.
Yeah.
The thing is, like,
hey, you want some fries?
What would mine be? Gladiator?
Mine?
Dude, favorite movies are the representative of who we are.
Dude, I worked there, and my name tag said Memento.
Yeah, Memento.
Ooh.
That is Joe.
Mine actually said Gladiator. I don't care if you believe me or not.
You worked there, too?
I worked at Silver City.
So you said a joke? You said a joke?
It was real?
What would mine be? Like, Gladiator? Actually, it was.
It was.
TJ, what would yours be?
When did I work there?
After your favorites, I hate them.
What?
You know,
what did you say?
Girl,
I can't pick favorites. That's Chunk. Way too hard.
You wouldn't put something on an intern?
Well, I'd have Chunk? To, so I picked
Hunk.
I know Hunk.
Holy she shit. Worked there when I worked there.
And you call her Chunk?
They do. Mandy and them call her Chunk.
Maybe they did when they were in the
Hunk.
Yeah.
No, Hunk is the fake name. Her name's not Hunk.
I know, but she goes by... That's her name on Facebook.
Hunk?
Hunk.
Who the hell are you talking about?
This girl used to work at Silver City. I remember her there. I remember that big, fat, retarded black guy.
You know who I keep seeing? Melvin Sferatu. I see her everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you always hear
from a musician? She's a musician. So, like, she's at...
If it was your job, if they asked you this when you get hired, like, what's your favorite movie? We're going to put it on your name tag.
I don't know.
You have to tell them something.
It would be fucking Doctor Who's Adventures or some shit.
Doctor Who's
Adventures. If I have TV, I would Game of Thrones in a fucking instant.
No, they don't have TV.
I'm going to guess TJ's favorite movie right now.
Go ahead.
Spirits Within.
Come on. Fuck you. Stereotype. Final Fantasy movie.
It's definitely his favorite. Wasn't Billy Baldwin in that movie?
Is it? It's sad how much... You know, Dr. Horrible comes to mind? It's not even a movie. It's like 40 minutes.
What's your favorite movie? I'm trying to honestly think.
Yeah, like...
Dr. Horrible's your favorite movie?
Well, wait a minute. We've asked him this 100 times, and he's always given us a number one. No. We weren't paying attention. Yeah, I asked for your top 10 movies of the last 10 years.
Oh, you know what? Watchmen is very high on my list.
Yes. See? We
Some sci-fi.
Yeah, Watchmen might be on my list, or on my take.
Some on fire over there? Sparks going off?
Yeah.
You know, I judge shit. Like, I know your favorite movie is Gladiator, probably.
Gladiator's bad, by the way.
And have Memento. You lately? And Memento, I remember seeing that on your name tag.
I got special issues there. That's it's one of the rare Memento's DVD cases that stay on the shelf.
I tried watching it the other day.
Shut up. Every time
Gladiator's
I see
not
it,
bad. You can watch it now and enjoy
Gladiator's
it.
Amazing.
No, it scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, that's the idea.
Just because it's so real.
Real.
Think of the life that he has.
What was your
movie's so good.
I love Gladiator.
It's amazing.
Okay. I hate having to
It's good. It. Another Ridley Scott
Saving Private Ryan, baby. Ooh.
Yeah. Very, very good movie.
Very good, man.
What about games? We all played Battlefront.
Can we cap that and just call it movies?
Movies.
Well, you're done?
I want to do segments.
Oh, movies.
Segments.
You're not going to click the button, are you?
No.
Movies.
Right, I'll find it.
I'll sneeze if you want. You'll see this.
You gotta sneeze for a longer duration.
Wait a minute, you just count the time and I'll tell you what time
it is. No, look at that. That just looks like any number of...
It's 32 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Is that booze?
No, actually, it was empty.
I'd like to talk about TV.
Pardon me?
Does anyone have TV?
32 minutes, write it down.
TV. When you switched. I watched Walking Dead premiere.
I didn't watch Fargo yet, but I watched Walking Dead premiere.
Weird.
Did you watch Walking Dead premiere?
I haven't even seen the finale.
I watched Walking Dead premiere. I didn't watch Fargo. Did you watch Fargo?
It's free on my phone today.
I peeled this off and was playing with it and put it in my ear. I was just like, oh,
did that in your eardrum?
And then I realized what I was doing.
Yeah, didn't watch Fargo. Watched Walking Dead. You want to talk about that for a little bit?
It was okay. I mean,
I thought it was shit. I thought it was pretty shit.
Nothing happens.
It was pretty shit, I think. So.
Oh no, nothing happens.
I feel like the whole season's gonna be like nothing happens until someone dies, and then it's really like, it's so good. And then it's the season will end, and there'll be some villain you don't like.
I disagree.
But is that how
it's fair?
For
I think it's a
seasons?
Fair. It's not like I'm not so angry at you for like making that. Like it's I see your point, but I disagree.
I have high hopes. I mean, Fear the Walking Dead was just bad.
We got a lot of cool movies coming out in the next little while.
Finish it.
Fear the Walking Dead was bad.
Oh,
right,
we're moving on to TV.
Do you think there's going to be a season two?
TJ, what did you see? No, there will be a season
two. Well, I have a recommendation. I saw something weird just out of the blue. Like, we have Amazon Prime now, so we're watching the videos.
Alright.
Have you guys heard of Catastrophe?
No.
No.
Just some random... Sure. Please don't hate on this, but it's a random kind of British-American television show. And, I don't know, it's 6 episodes, 1 season, it's brand new, and it's phenomenal. It's some of the best TV I've seen in a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright.
So.
What is it?
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe. It's honestly, have you seen Todd Margaret? You're probably the only one who might have seen
it. I have not.
Alright, so there's a chick in Todd Margaret, and it's the same chick, and some random dude. Who's,
is it exclusive to Prime?
I don't think so.
It's probably available on the internet.
There's some Prime movies, or Prime TV shows.
There's
doing,
so
right?
many... Prime exclusive
television
really? Shows, yeah.
Really?
I watched the first 2 episodes of Bosch,
okay.
which is The Man in Black. That's okay. I won't work
Man in Black? From
Lost.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What about the one Bryan Cranston like directed, wrote, produced with the kid that's insane, Giovanni Ribisi?
Who's what?
That? I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's an Amazon exclusive.
Is it Hand of God?
I don't think so.
That's one of the other ones I know.
Giovanni Ribisi, you know that guy? You know the guy that's eating Private Ryan, gets shot in the stomach?
Yeah.
Mama!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
That guy's in it. It's a good scene.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff on Amazon. Dude, Amazon has HBO stuff.
Really?
So there's tons of HBO stuff on there.
Okay, I'm already sold.
Boardwalk's on there.
Can
like,
you give me your password?
Fucking, I don't know, Entourage shit. Like, fucking everything on HBO is on there.
How do you do this? Like,
Amazon Prime is like $80 a year, and you get 2-day shipping on Amazon and all their shit.
Is it beneficial to like?
If you log in on my computer.
Yeah, you can probably get it. I'll do it next time I'm over.
That's so weird.
I don't know.
I wonder if they have, like, streaming caps.
Like Netflix?
We never use more than one device.
Yeah. Just try it out.
Yeah. Really, it's Emily who kind of goes in there, and then sometimes I kind of tag along, because she's watching something. Like Catastrophe.
Okay. Do you have anything else for TV?
I was supposed to say, if you're paying for Prime, I'd like to get on that 2-day shipping.
I don't mind. I think you might log in every time, though. Fuck, I didn't take notes on it. So, it's a show about a guy and a girl who, like, this American dude goes over to Britain and fucking fucks this girl and gets her pregnant and then lives over there. But there's just, like, this crazy dry humor, and it's a really funny show. You guys,
check it out.
You guys don't like
watch it.
IT Crowd, but
right into his class.
Have you heard of him? No, we're good. Have you heard of
him? It's gone.
Boom. You just stop talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, those are my notes.
No, I got another recommendation, actually. Family Tree. You heard of that?
I think Shelby might have started watching that.
It's Chris O'Dowd, which is that IT Crowd guy.
Oh, no, it's not that.
The black guy?
It's not as good as Catastrophe. No,
is it the black guy?
No. What black guy?
Don't. The black guy?
The IT Crowd. He was in The Watch.
Yeah, Morris Moss.
Always bad movie.
I bet the movie was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Family Tree's like, it's okay. I give like a 4 or 5. But I don't know if I recommend it to you guys.
That's a high review.
I like it a lot, but it's kind of dry. Catastrophe, I think you guys would kind of get into. It's like something to watch with your woman, maybe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Family Tree is a bit of a slow burn, and then it kind of gets funny.
Yes.
Like, there's this fucking chick who like, has this fucking monkey puppet, and she, like, she's kind of, like, repressed, so she talks to the monkey. And it sounds dumb, but, like, the monkey puppet they chose just looks fucking hilarious. And she's perfect. She's really good with a mime.
Yeah.
So she just makes this smile and does the monkey puppet, like, captions, like, her thoughts. Like, this guy's a fucking jackass. Just, like, the rudest stuff. It's actually pretty funny.
That's cool.
I need TV.
I'm gonna get a picture of the monkey puppet.
Everything ended. I watched the finale on Ink Master. And Cruiseman won. Crazy. I give it 5 stars.
This is my recap of season 8 of Ink Master.
What was the guy's name?
Cruiseman. He beat up this Matt guy who doesn't brush his teeth and always wears overalls.
Cruiseman.
Cruiseman won.
So yeah.
Can we cap TV?
TV.
TV. Here goes one for your boys from the South Town blocks. And now, let me show you how the West Coast rocks. Hop in there, gunman, Cali streets, run man. Need some California love, gotta turn it out. Saints to angels across the map. Hop the laps around the world, but I keep coming back. To that sunshine state where even gangsters get. And all these California girls, how could you not be straight? Did anyone see any movies?
We did movies.
We did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
The Martian. Oh, yeah.
39 minutes.
Did anybody see any movies?
All right.
Can we cap it? Can we cap it as their games, though?
Start it and end each segment with that.
Tell me more about the games.
Are we talking about battles?
That's the intro to the segment.
Yeah, let's break.
Yeah, games.
Let's How do you get Siri to repeat that? Right? Tell me more about games.
Tell her. Say Siri.
Siri.
Tell me more about, say tell me more. Shut up. I'm going to try.
That'll be a good introduction to the segment, though. Seriously, though. He's dead.
Siri. Tell me. I can't even do it. What? What am I saying?
Tell her.
Tell me more about games.
No. No, Siri, say tell me more about games.
That's what it is. Siri, say tell me more about games.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
What?
Say tell me more about... Wait.
Tell me more about... No. Games.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ, Siri, you suck now.
Give me your phone. I'll do it.
Tell me more about games.
You need to do it. I can't speak.
Siri, say... Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
Siri.
She used to say, tell me more about games.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not sure I understand.
TJ's doing it. He's the only sober one.
I'm not sober.
He's the only speech sober one.
I don't know if I am. Siri, say, tell me more about games. I did it perfectly. She can't do it. Are you sure you can say say?
Tell me more about games.
Sorry, I didn't get
that.
No, say.
I did it perfectly.
Anyway.
Okay, Siri, Google. What is about games?
Say, tell me more about games. A boat?
That's almost. See,
why is she Canadian?
Anyway.
Siri, search the web for tell me more about games.
Checking my sources. Okay, I found this on the web for games.
Oh, she didn't say it.
That sucks.
Yeah, bitch.
You.
I...
Whoa, Captain Jeffrey, that seems uncalled for.
What the fuck did it just say to you? She called you Captain Jeffrey.
She called Joe Captain Jeffrey.
She called Chad then. Oh, I told her to call me Captain Jeffrey. Oh, I forgot all of that.
Siri, call me Captain Jeffrey. You can do that?
Yeah. Do it right now.
I love that we have it recorded, because that was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Wait a minute, what the fuck? Did that thing just say to you? Okay, Captain Jeffrey, here's what I found.
Hey, Captain Jeffrey, that was uncalled for.
Yeah, because you said fuck you to your phone. He called you Captain Jeffrey.
Hey, Captain Jeffrey, that was uncalled for.
That could have been one of our replies. It would be equally as funny.
Oh, Siri just broke the group.
Fuck you, Siri. Games.
Games.
Alright, we played games.
That was the intro to games.
Yeah.
Instead of the tune, that's the intro.
Just uncut, man. It's only been half an hour.
No way.
No, like 50 minutes by now. But but yeah, my we got to cap it. So did we play games?
Battlefront. We played it last week.
We played it nearly.
Chad loved it. Chad hated it. Chad loved it. Chad hated it.
And I ended up loving it.
Chad loved it.
Here's what happens. I wanted to play it.
Loves me
I didn't want to play Walker Salt. I never played that. I only played the other one. I did want to play it, and I did play it almost every day it was out for quite a long time.
I think I got about 6 or 7 hours.
But every night I shut it off, I would shut it off saying, I fucking hate this piece of shit game. I did.
And then it would stick with you.
That's because you'd play it till you got mad at it.
No, I would get raped and then get mad. Mm. There would be people who I'm like, I don't even understand how he's getting that many kills with these weapons. I'm like, he's 43 and 6. It's like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Even if he's on my team, I don't understand that.
You know, I was telling Kyle, I feel like the difference between this game and Battlefield is this game is less fair. There's more chaos and more like, oh fuck, this guy just got an AT-AT and hit me and there's nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean? Don't worry about your KD ratio. Just play it. Enjoy the fact that it's Star Wars and you're fucking shooting a laser. Have some fun kills, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not Battlefield. You know what I mean?
I will never play a game and not be good at it, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess. No, I mean, you're still good at this game, right?
Yeah, I was good. That's
fine.
Most games leading my team.
You know, like, I'm not worried about my KD at all.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off that, like, I'm not playing the game. It's like, that guy killed me, now I can't fucking play the game. Like, I just want to be back. I'm not worried about my KD.
Well, it respawns pretty quickly.
It does respawn really quickly. It's good to see that you did well. That's what's the greatest thing. I just want to know, like, I did well in that game.
Yeah.
Then, like, I didn't just totally fucking waste my time. I had a horrible, horrible time just waiting to respawn.
Takes my gym.
I feel like we're basically in this, we're still in limbo. We still don't know whether it's going to be good or not.
Yeah, because Walker Assault wasn't good. Battle of Hoth wasn't a good level. There's a lot bad about the game.
There's a lot of cool things, like, it looks awesome. It looks like Star Wars.
It feels great. It sounds great.
There's fucking ships in the sky that are piloted by real people that just feels like a Star Wars battlefield.
Mm. I don't know.
There's fucking TIE Fighters and X-Wings shooting at you while you're shooting at AT-ATs.
Those things are so unfair. And
they are, but I'm just saying, like, it... As a like a spectator, it just looks like Star Wars. Looks like a Star Wars battlefield.
It looks amazing.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks,
it looks amazing.
I'm just this my one point.
But as far as gameplay, like it is a different game. Like there's always like in Battlefield, let's say the tank equivalent is the AT-ST.
Okay. Yeah.
Like like, if you're going up against a tank, there's a loadout you can get that is stronger against tanks. There's nothing.
There's gonna be a rocket guy. There's nothing in the bay, though.
There's nothing in the bay. Well, like, you have to, it's a pickup on the map.
Yeah,
the
smart rocket.
Find the smart rocket, and then hopefully line it up.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Like, and meanwhile, this guy's just you're just getting raped. And you're like,
they said that EA came out, or DICE, I think, admitted that it was very unfair for the rebels on the snow thing. So, like, they know they have tweaking to do.
Yeah, they have to balance that, because right now that's not fun.
No.
It's not like you're completely...
You spawn like, not even knowing what's going on, though. I feel like...
Yeah, it's a weird spawning. And the guys spawn behind you.
Yeah, I had it where I spawned in the...
Yeah, you spawn in front of other guys.
Yeah, and he's behind me just shooting me in the back, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
It's not good. That's not good. If that was released like that, not playable for me.
No. You play it for a while, like... Until... As a game to experience, like what you're saying, it's definitely a must play. Like, just to be in it and play it.
Yeah. I think it'll be at least, a month of fun.
It's whether or not... Yeah, that's the big question, is whether or not it can hold...
Right.
Like, a good audience. Like, Titanfall is a great game, but it did not hold.
I still love fucking playing Titanfall, but anyway.
There's probably not even anyone playing it anymore.
No, there is.
I imagine the people who are continuously playing it at this point are very, very good. And that's it.
Yeah. I played a couple months ago.
What do you think the main reason we play Battlefield is right now? Just because it's a game we can play. Because
you
together?
And Kyle love it. And then you and Kyle have to tell me.
I don't know why I like playing it.
I don't enjoy it, Chad. I almost snapped the disc. I promise you. I had it in my hand and I wanted to break the disc and take a picture of it and send it to you guys.
He's bending it to like 70 degrees.
I don't like it. I don't like Battlefield at all anymore.
Well,
I like Domination, but you guys were... Kyle just shit-talks it. Oh,
I'm telling you, if you guys own Call of Duty and you want to play it, I would play it with you. And I would love it.
I don't like Call of Duty.
Not because Call of Duty, just like...
I got Advanced Warfare last year, and I hated that game.
Okay,
but the multiplayer, it's like the multiplayer.
We would all have to play
together. Battlefront is closer to Call of Duty than Battlefield.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The only thing that feels like Battlefield and Battlefront is the sniper rifle. That's a one shot.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that's like I recognize that sound and
feel. I feel like they're trying to make Call of Duty more than Battlefield. Like, they're gonna have their two...
Man, Advanced Warfare was chaos in the multiplayer.
Advanced Warfare?
Yeah. In comparison to Battlefield...
A couple times.
Battlefront.
It is chaos. You die a lot more.
Like, I wouldn't compare Call of Duty to Battlefront.
Oh, it's a more faster game. It's a way faster game than Battlefield.
I actually still think it's closer to Battlefield. Dude, Call of Duty...
The respawn alone.
Call of
Duty is the
smallest maps. And just such fast-paced shit, and you had, like, these fucking grappling hooks, and these double jumps, and... I don't know, man. Call of Duty...
I haven't played Call of Duty in a while.
The online...
I haven't played any of that fast-moving shit. I just know the running and the jumping.
It runs
which is
unreal.
What Battlefront is. Shoot.
Yeah, but the Battlefield is still bigger. Still
Battlefront
way bigger.
To me feels very, very simplistic.
Walker Assault is bigger.
Okay, fine.
The other one, like, the Call of Duty game type is
right.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's the... I'm thinking about Walker Salt, Drop Zone, maybe it's more...
No, it's not Call of Duty either. Call of Duty's so deep with, like, customization.
No, like, gameplay moment to moment.
Not even really, like...
Yeah, you die, you spawn, you die,
more,
you spawn. You
pacing more, yeah.
Pacing, sure. It's faster than Battlefield, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you know why I like Battlefield? Like, the only thing that I liked about Battlefield was Domination. It's faster. You're constantly on the move. You don't sit...
You're always getting kills. Like, that game's so much fun. I would like to play Domination again.
It's the best game type. On Zavod? Oh my god.
Zavod, oh my god.
That's a good map for that.
That is a good map.
The tunnels underneath.
The tunnels fucking sweet. I'd like to play that again.
That's the only thing I like about Battlefield. I can't stand running through the open fucking field.
I keep throwing out Domination when we play, so.
I try too, and Kyle just shits on it.
Fuck Kyle.
I need 7,000 tickets.
Squad join me
next time. The biggest map. And snipers only with 6 people playing. Kyle, what the fuck is this?
We've had a lot of fun with the fucking sniper map.
We definitely have, yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Sniping doesn't work for me. And it's like...
Wait. I don't even snipe on it anymore. I sniped like the first day, and now I'm just in the back.
Yeah, we have shotguns.
Like I never drive because I don't like to drive, and I just get in the back and it ruins my kill death ratio. But I just fucking mow people down and
shatter a bunch of people over. Like, just guys are running field sniping. We just hit them, and TJ just shooting his friend. And there's a far, far hill. Like, always fighting for that hill is a lot of fun.
Dude, we had a good, like, squad going the other day.
Yeah.
Like, we were actually together playing that map. Just, like, taking... We were, like... Kyle was saying, let's let them take a few. Because we were destroying them. We ended at, like, 2,500 tickets left.
Really?
Like, a 3,000 ticket game, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Battlefield. What?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with Battlefield.
You're playing Battlefield again and enjoying it?
Yeah. TJ and I were running around, and I think, I don't know, we were in a gunfight. We ended up, like, running out at the same time.
Yeah.
And there was a guy running in front of me. I was like, TJ, don't kill him, don't kill him. And he was just running for safety in an open field while TJ and I were, like, right behind him. Like,
oh, yeah.
And guys just kept spawning on him. Just knifing him.
And the guy never saw us. He kept running. We're just behind him the whole time. We killed we killed probably the two guys just like four times.
That's like the craziest version of like a troll ever. Like you literally like left your lure, and like just people keep spawning on him. Just
the guy must have been deaf. Also, Chad was driving the C4 Jeep, and there's this guy sitting on a rock, and I'm in the back of the Jeep. What happened? No, I'm in my own Jeep, falling behind you. You jump out of your Jeep. The Jeep goes up this rock, like, in the air, hits the guy. You hit the C4. The Jeep explodes. The guy explodes. I'm just behind it, like, in the dirt. All this dust. Your Jeep goes flying forward, and I'm literally following it, like, to the outskirts of the map while it's fucking rolling. And then I just do this, like, fucking turn in the dirt. I got an amazing video, dude. I'm going to post it later.
Oh, fuck.
That was an awesome experience. Like, was there four of us? We can go together in Jeeps, you know?
I was there.
That's what cool. Happened.
I was, like, off behind a building. Like, I was in that world.
Yeah.
Watching TJ behind you, watching you do that flip at the C4. I was, like, behind you with my sniper, just like, I'm going to get one of them.
Was that just you, Kyle, and I playing the C4?
Yeah.
Like, Jeep launch?
Yeah. It was, like, that home run thing in Smash Brothers. Like, how far can you get the Jeep to just launch, like,
We'd all spawn with C4, so we had 9 C4 on it.
And then you'd drive.
And somebody would drive.
Like down
because
the hill.
Because there's no team kill. They wouldn't turn, die.
And
then,
yeah.
They would like turn around in the valley and then just.
Did you see that tank?
Start driving back up the hill.
Yeah.
The
jet.
That's like the Halo days with the Warthog and sticky grenades.
Yeah. I used to make metagames out of Halo 1.
Yeah.
Like, Rob and I used to play this game. Before Halo 2, like the vehicle mechanics in Halo were super weird. Like if you would hit a Warthog into a Warthog, one would generally like launch. Remember, like they were so floaty.
Yeah.
Well, Rob and I used to play like this Warthog game where like you'd be in Blood Gulch and you would just the two of you, and you're trying to like flip each other's Warthog, because if you even get touched by a vehicle in that game while it's moving even the slowest speed, you die. So it was like if you fell out of your Warthog, you would generally die because it would touch you. So it was like just trying to flip each other. It was so much fun to make like games out of games. And it sounds like what you guys were doing with Battlefield and launching shit.
We should actually set parameters to our games. Like, there was four of us. We should have been like, okay, one on the car driving, one on the gunner. And, like, we should have the two of us go around just try to get as many kills as possible or something.
Yeah.
Just, like, again, forget the KD. So. Hey. Like, true metagames. Like, back in the day in Halo, we were more disciplined, I felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Stoned.
I feel like we should go outside.
Screaming?
Well, no, we're good.
No, it's well, yeah, no.
Yeah, did you play any more games though?
I mean, Meat Boy.
Yeah,
which is nice. Let's say that's a point for PlayStation.
I'm on my way to 100% it again.
The only thing that I'm going to talk about for 5 minutes, Nathan Drake collection is dope as fuck.
He bought it.
I bought it. I didn't expect much. I'm like, it's a 10-year-old.
I'm sure
it's great. Is it like 10 years old?
First one came out.
Yeah, I'm like, it's going to be unbearable. I'm like, I'm going to have a hard time. Like, trying to go through Mass Effect 1 would be hard for me right now. I thought it would be the same experience.
It's appropriate. Make sure you save it.
What?
Make sure you save it. It's like an Excel file.
Yeah.
It doesn't autosave.
No. So I'd have been struggling. I thought I was going to be struggling to get through Uncharted 1. It looks good. It sounds good. It's got great storytelling. Like, the gameplay, like, the shooting you complained about, it's worse in 2 than it is in 1.
Yeah.
At least in 1, you can, like, pick headshots and kill guys in one hit. But Uncharted 2, I feel like...
Really bad.
It's very, very hard to get headshots. They're, like, they don't register well. It's weird.
In a game like that, you don't want to have to deal with, like...
But either way, the game
like, bullet drop or anything. Like, you just want... It was on...
The, there isn't really bullet drop. It's weird. It's just... It's no, like, your reticle's a big circle, even with a pistol. And it's just kind of floaty. Oh. It's just kind of floaty around. And the guys don't move. Like, the animations aren't crisp and clean. Sometimes it's just... It doesn't even look right. It's very gamey. But it's a fucking awesome game. Like, I beat Uncharted 1 in 2 sittings. Which were pretty long sittings. At least a few hours each. And then I'm probably a quarter way through Uncharted 2. It's amazing. Like, the game, aside from the little annoyance with the shooting, the gameplay itself is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like what Tomb Raider should have been.
The shooting is the worst.
Whoa, like, Tomb Raider's pretty good, though.
Yeah, whoa.
Old Tomb Raiders. Okay, you had one good Tomb Raider experience out of the last...
No, I just thought you were talking about that.
Obviously, the new Tomb Raider is copying from those games.
Exactly. That's sure. Yeah. Very right. Like...
For what I played of Uncharted 2, it did it better than what Tomb Raider did.
It does. Wow. Dude, the like,
The tomb raiding in Uncharted is unbelievable.
It's very fun. Yeah, like... It does the same thing. It kind of sets up like your climbing puzzles where you gotta like figure out how to go in. And like they're pretty well thought out. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
The only downside is the shooting, I think. Yeah. But the opening to Uncharted 2 is fucking awesome. On the train, you're like on a crash train. You have no idea where he's at. He just wakes up and it's like,
I thought that was Uncharted 3.
It's 2. It's covered in blood, and you have to like climb your way up the train while it's
hanging off. Part 2.
Yeah. It's fucking so cool, dude.
It's worth it. Like Jurassic Park 2.
The only downside to the game, is the price. It's full price. It's like $70.
If it was $40, I'd think about it.
It's 3 games.
It's $70.
You know the reason why I bought it? There was an article on IGN saying like 80% of PlayStation 4 people have never played an Uncharted game. I was like, that's fucking crazy. That just shows how many people jump ship from Xbox.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
Wow, 80%?
80% is what Naughty Dog released. They did a poll. 80% of PlayStation users have never fucking played an Uncharted game.
Wow. Last of Us was massive, too.
So they did very well with the Last of Us re-release, the remastered edition. Yeah. So they're like, let's do it with Uncharted to like get people caught up with the story before Uncharted 4. And it's not just like an HD up-res version. Like,
that sounds awesome.
I mean, it's done right.
Really into it.
Uncharted 1 doesn't look like Uncharted 1, man. I'm telling you, it looks like a decent game.
Wow.
That's like, so awesome.
It's like, it does kind of look old, I mean, like, in ways, but I'm like, it's pretty. I was like, this is fucking nice game. And it's fun, man. I'm having so much fun. When I go home tonight, I'm playing Uncharted 2.
Oh, wow. That's always the endorsement from Dan.
I'm in.
Yeah.
What am I going home to play tonight? That's like the big thing.
Gaming's good right now for me, man. I've been going from like game to game with something consistently like decent to play.
Yeah.
I beat Metal Gear. Chad bet me on air. He's like, you're not going to beat it. And I didn't take the bet because I thought he was right. But I beat it.
Yeah. Fallout. Don't forget about Fallout.
Yeah, and that comes out in like 2 weeks.
Less than a month.
3 weeks.
Fucking three, you know what? I almost bought Rock Band 4. Almost bought Rock Band 4. But they didn't do anything new with the guitar. And I always felt that Guitar Hero did better guitar.
How do you not do anything new? Nah.
They didn't. It's like the same just, controller.
Yeah. I heard bad things about it from the Film Junk guys.
Rock Band?
Yeah.
Is it just the same game with more songs?
I think so.
Less songs. And like any... You know, the big thing was like all the songs you already own...
Should have transferred over and they didn't.
It's really difficult. You have to go and rebuy every song.
Wow.
You have to like find them and search for them.
That's huge.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But Guitar Hero comes out Tuesday.
Even like you sort by DLC pack? No, you can't.
Just you're
like,
buying Guitar Hero?
I think I'm gonna buy, unless it gets a weird review of like 6.5 and they're like, it's bad.
It's not working?
It's gonna try to reset it one more time.
The router, Shelby, not the
but it's still showing the Wi-Fi name. It wouldn't show the Wi-Fi name of the router.
Did you reset your phone? Maybe something weird happened from going to the States.
Yeah, I wasn't able to connect.
Yeah,
I thought you probably haven't like reestablished. Like you have to forget.
I am.
Everyone's not connected.
I am.
Try and open something then.
No, never mind. Nothing loads.
No, just turn it on and off.
Well, we got the distributel. It's good shit when it's working.
We gotta kill the power to the room.
Shelby, stop standing like that.
What, booty to the skies? No one's looking.
Booty in the sky. What's that song?
Everyone's like, booty
Duty in the sky? Fruity in the sky? Julie in the sky?
I looked on the way up.
Sky of Diamonds?
No, not Lucy in the Sky.
It's Lucy.
I think it's like Sugar in Disguise. Sugar in Disguise.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Booty in the skies.
Robot in Disguise.
It's not Robot in Disguise.
It's not Robot in Disguise.
No, it's not.
Somebody please.
That's not how they sing in Transformers. Robots in Disguise.
Where are we?
You're telling us all these good games. I'm pretty excited for it, but I'm not buying anything because of my
phone. Oh, yeah, Guitar Hero's new guitar. Do you know what the new buttons?
No, I don't know what the new buttons, Dan.
It was the five color-coded buttons down the neck.
Yeah.
Now it's only three, but there's a top part of the button and a bottom part of the button, so you're playing chords and shit. It's like a guy's got a GoPro on his head.
Are you looking for my phone?
And depending on how you're playing, your band reacts to you. So if you start fucking up and you look over, there's like a guy playing drums for real. Will be like,
oh, it's the horror of being in a band in a game.
It's gonna be so bad.
It is gonna be bad. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's very gimmicky. Like, it's very gimmicky.
Was there ever a guy
put a game to it?
Chad, was there ever a guy who looked at you weird if you fucked up
in the band?
Yeah. I've been in two bands and I mess up every now and then, but like,
did I used to do it to you?
I don't know, probably.
You'd have to look back though.
I've seen you guys make looks at each other when you guys have all fucked up.
Listen, Kyle's look is crazy.
Was he dead to me?
No, he when he's like really, really like focusing, like he locks this like focus like stare. It's what are you looking at? The moon? Is not connecting to our computer? Is that what that is?
It says the word internet. It's not connecting connecting to the router. That's what it's saying. For some reason, it just popped up on my screen.
Was it because of that distributel bill?
Did you never call them?
No, I called them.
What'd they say?
You told me about it. There's no fucking calling them. I mean, they $40 and like we already paid all the other bills.
So you didn't call.
I think one month.
So you're telling me you didn't call them is what you're telling me.
It's not distributel.
No,
we're getting fucking scammed.
What did you say?
You didn't call.
I fucking called them.
They shut your shit off?
Our internet's not off. Relax. It's down. The internet goes down. It's like cable TV back
then. It goes down until you call them tomorrow.
Yeah, my credit card expiry date change, you know how it does that?
Yes, it's the worst. Mine's about to do it.
Yeah, and so like that month, the payment didn't come off, but that was like in
July.
June. It was June.
Oh.
So July, August, September, October.
So they're setting up a pre-auth. This is what the email was. Hey, we're going to set up a pre-auth for $50 because that's what your bill is every month.
Out of your
credit card on October 21st, which hasn't even happened yet. So they didn't fucking turn our cable off.
I didn't see
the cable. Yeah, all that fucking thing was a note saying, hey, we're going to take this pre-auth out of your account. $50. Take it.
Relax. Don't act like you have bills.
Don't act like I didn't call the cable company and now our cable's been disconnected. You're all yelling at me right now.
Shut up, man. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast.
Why am I getting called out for cable company bullshit?
I got my Kojiko shit at home, but I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, anybody wants free Kojiko? Just kidding. Yeah, okay. I'm okay wrapping it.
Uncharted questions, dope.
Unless I didn't play any games, but I didn't. I played Meat Boy and Battlefront.
Battlefield?
And Battlefield. Oh, we were supposed to do top... we were supposed to do top five things that should come out.
For today?
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that.
What do you mean top five things that should
do? What do you mean?
Like, unannounced... okay, unannounced... Okay. No one said anything about it. No rumors. Nothing.
Down here, good.
I just said Far Cry, but
Hold on. Yeah,
Far Cry Primal.
God damn.
No, just things that are not.
I can talk about that.
But should come out. Here's my two. Okay. This will explain the category or what it is, and this only has to be 5 seconds. But skate game, obviously.
That's
new. New generation hardware.
Yeah.
I mean, I need a good skateboard game. At least one on this console. There should be several options, right? Before the console's over?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, skate. Second one, a World War II first-person shooter, like a triple-A World War II first-person shooter.
Uninterested.
That's ridiculous. The last good one was Medal of Honor Frontline for GameCube.
Ironically, I would defend Far Cry Primal, going back to fucking bows and arrows, but
whoa, whoa.
World War II, I'm bored. These guns.
Not the same at all. They're going to make these war-based first-person shooters, right? They're going to make them. They're going to make several per year. So
games that should be made.
Yes, but no one is making that generation because the guns are just... Unless it's like alternate history where they have like fucking laser pistols.
The guns are still sick, man.
The guns are...
I'd have to describe it in this, man.
It's World War II fucking... Like, awesome.
Games that haven't even been announced yet. That should be...
Yes, they should be coming. You know, because a lot of our dreams have come true. Battlefront's here. We're playing Fallout 4 in 3 weeks.
I would love another Bioshock game.
Mass Effect 4 details, like, just coming out.
Yeah.
So, there's games that should have been announced by now. Like, where are they?
That's the new Splinter Cell?
After Conviction? Conviction?
Yeah, but go back.
Like Covert Ops?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for the Hitman, but that's been announced, so it can't count.
Pikmin 5.
Yeah, Nintendo games are... I mean, give me a break, anyone.
You could just make up cool games.
Yeah, you just make up a cool game. I'm not interested in that, but like...
But they've announced every Nintendo game ever.
Yeah.
It's not coming out.
Yeah, so there are things that haven't even been announced. Things that don't exist, but should.
KOTOR re-release, KOTOR 3.
There you go.
Yeah, but they said they're not doing that.
It might be.
Half-Life 3?
No, I got an article today. It was like, EA's not interested, nor do they have the manpower or time or money.
Forget the parameters. You said
to me.
That's what they have to say.
Oh, okay.
Before the big announcement.
Or are you saying it's overdue, but possible?
I said skate in a World War II first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Whether it be a fucking...
I want Bad Company 3.
That'd be cool.
What is Bad Company?
I heard
that's
was
VNM, right? No, it's not.
Bad Company 2 was the game we all loved.
That was World War II, right?
No.
What was it?
Nothing.
Modern.
No.
Yeah. Afghanistan.
Oh, shit. Battlefield 1942 was World War II.
Oh, right.
Dude.
Yeah, that sucked.
I heard rumors of that happening.
Fuck.
Kotaku shit.
Yeah?
I feel like that's like a hopes and dreams.
Because they all know that everybody loves Bad Company.
Whoa, Bad Company 3.
They said it themselves. They said that, like, we don't know why everybody loves that game. But, like, we're trying to make that game again type thing. Like, we're trying to redo that.
Yeah.
So I could see that they're going to go back to, like, the game that everybody loved.
Yeah.
Man, that would be awesome. And it should, yeah, like, that should be announced. What are they waiting for? Battlefront is about to launch, like...
Battlefield 4 is so good, though. But, like, there was just... I don't know what it was about Bad Company 2, but...
Remember Battlefield 3 for a little while?
Yeah, Battlefield 3 was great, too. I loved that.
4 is better than 3, I think, but, I mean...
Four has gotten great.
Yeah.
But Bad Company 2,
Bad Company 2, man.
Nothing beats Bad Company 2. And
I was fucking good at Bad Company
2. It was so good.
Chad and I would go in and just destroy.
We still destroy. You just play on your fucking big screen.
Man, those classic Rush maps, eh? Like, just perfect.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The Rush maps are amazing in Bad Company 2.
Yeah. Rush is unplayable in Battlefield 4. And Battlefield 3.
I haven't even seen it.
Bam! I mean, it's not unplayable. It's the same thing, but it's just not fun.
Oh, man, Rush and Bad Company was great.
Yeah.
Each one was like a little mission.
Do you remember
you played it for the first time, you're like, oh my god, it's not over. There's a new, like...
That was the first time I ever played.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story. It's a great story.
The, yeah, remember that? We played, in Bad Company 2, we played Rush for like 80 hours. And they're like, you know what, maybe we should try out this Conquest thing. And it was just like...
Capture the flag?
Yeah, like another thing, but it's humongous. The entire map's open!
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's almost too big at some points. Like, that map that we just started playing, like, I'm finally learning a map in Battlefield, which is very fun. Like, knowing that, like, A and B are north, and, you know, like, F has...
Isn't that so fucking cool?
A west tower and an east tower, like, and, like... Because I never got the whole thing, like...
They're over at F,
each other,
okay? We get in a car for 2 minutes.
And I know exactly where we're going. I know exactly where we're going, yeah. Like, it's just another part of town. But there's a whole other battle.
You know what? The only time I had fun... The only part of Battlefield I had fun with you guys was when we were taking that hill.
It is.
on a hill.
And he's in the corner of the map, of the sniper map.
That's the map, yeah.
Yeah.
That rock.
TJ and I keep doing that too. We spawned Sniper Rock.
Sniper Rock, that's what it's called. Oh, that's Sniper Rock. Yeah, we know where they're at.
I think I was there for the original night of that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's a good game.
It was maybe 10 or 15 minutes of fun, and then, like, I had enough.
It's where those, like, cool.
You have to be ready to abandon your squad. Like, I'm not really enjoying this. Like, go off and do your own thing. Like, and then they'll start spawning on you, and it's like, okay, they'll, you know, like, they're. Sometimes you gotta break.
I don't know, man. I like to. When I play shooters, I like to play shooters and, like,
shoot them.
Like, run around, run and gun quick, like, snappy. Yeah. Like, I like Call of Duty better than
Halo,
like,
right?
Oh my god, dude, I'm so excited for Halo right now. I'm so excited for Halo right
Where's
now.
Where's the Halo hype on the internet?
There's advertising everywhere, but no one's even
hyped on that.
Dude, it's not good. I watched.
It's gotta be bad.
It is bad.
Why do they call it Guardians and not Five?
Like, it is Five.
Because there's like multiple Spartans that are Guardians, right?
Yeah, but Halo 4 has a story, Halo 3 has a story.
Isn't it Halo 5 Guardians?
Halo 5 Guardians. Why isn't it just Halo 5?
Oh, because they market tested and said that people like words for names. Like, they don't like numbered sequels.
Are you serious?
So they call it Rocky Balboa. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all marketing. That's why they do it. Alien Paradise Lost. It's not Alien 5 Paradise. Yeah.
Is that actually, actually true?
Rocky Balboa is an actual fact.
We
talked
about
this last week.
Or 2 weeks ago. This is what
was
the
like numbered sequels anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So Halo 5, they also did probably their own, like, you know, let's do a video game.
It's
market.
Scary, right? Like, if I'm about to pick up Witcher 3, it's called Witcher 3, and I didn't play the first two, like, I'm that much less likely to buy it. I didn't play the first two. I don't know.
Well, that's why Xbox 360 was
actually, yeah,
Xbox 2.
So now it's called Witcher Wild Hunt, and there's just a 3 in the background. It's not actually called 3. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I don't think it is called 3. Yeah. It might be Witcher Wild Hunt. Oh, okay.
There's the fucking 3.
Yeah.
Well, books do that, too. Books, after getting, like, 10 books, they fucking forget it. It's just a novel about this character and its own story.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Since when, though? Like, this has been known. So why abandon the formula?
I feel like...
Set...
5 years ago, 10 years ago, there was a distinct break. Like, when movies...
No, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, The New Hope. Like, they all had the fucking subtitles. Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull.
Subtitles have been around forever.
Yeah.
But what was the first movie that dropped the number? Like, that was, like, that happened maybe 10 years ago, and then became a theme. It's just, boom.
Jurassic Park. Jurassic 2, Judgment Day.
What was Jurassic Park 2 called?
2.
No, it was called The Lost World.
Oh, you're right. It was. That was one of the first ones.
Brand new name.
The book was called The Lost World.
Yeah.
I remember that being unique. The idea of, like, abandoning your franchise name.
It's not called Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. It's just called The Lost World. Yeah. But then they went back to Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. That was a big mistake.
X2...
Yeah.
X-Men 3.
Those all had...
Or no, X-Men The Last Stand.
Yeah. They
it's
all
not
had...
Called, it's not called X-Men 3. It's called X-Men
I
The Last
Stand.
We
were stopping this episode like an hour ago.
Yeah, let's stop it.
We're just talking.
Let's go inside the...
Okay, so... Those are all old-ass fucking movies. They all have the colon. Halo 5.
Like
Guardians. It sounds like a...
Oh, either way, I was saying... Pack. IGN right now has videos constantly... Every single day about Halo right now. Like, watch this level of Halo and we can... You're just watching gameplay. New gameplay. It looks like shit.
It looks bad?
Yeah.
It looks bad.
It looks like old Halo.
Halo just needs to be fun to play. So, I can't tell by how it looks.
I'm going to play the single player one time through. That's fine. I'm hoping the multiplayer is good.
Are they as good as like Call of Duty games? Like, a good Call of Duty is better or worse than a good Halo?
Worse. I still like Halo better than I like Call of Duty.
Halo story is better than Call of Duty. Like, just slapsticking Michael Bay story.
Oh, yeah, still, I think, yeah.
Halo's better?
Dude, Nathan Fillion's in it? That's fucking cool. Yeah. I like that they put real people in it now.
Nathan Fillion has been in it.
No, I'm saying old games.
Yeah,
the old
ones. he was in ODST.
The old ones.
I never played it.
Oh! All Halo stories are bad.
Dude, that's crazy. I wonder if that's the same guy. It is, right? Buck? He is Buck, right?
Yeah.
He was Buck in ODST, but he wasn't a fucking Spartan yet. He was only in ODST.
Oh, he's a Spartan now.
That's fucking awesome.
She's hidden?
Dan, let's play the fucking legendary campaign again.
Yeah, I heard you say
that's
that.
All I want to do.
I didn't acknowledge what you said, but right. Yeah, I do want to play co-op with you.
So that would be a worthwhile $60 purchase for me.
Why don't they have a cheaper console that's 28 the size that it is?
Hey, PS4 got a price drop.
It's $320 in the States.
$320, yeah, but it's the size of Mike's pony.
I know. And the fucking power brick is annoying.
What's it called? Xbox?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck that has a power brick?
It's so big, it's ugly and hideous.
It'd be fine if it had a power brick, but it was small. It's big and it has a power brick.
Did you see the fucking Steam machines are coming out?
No.
They all been sent out to like press. Alienware's releasing theirs, I think, first.
How much is it?
I didn't even see a price.
So is it this?
It's probably like Get Along.
It is just a Steam machine. Like you're playing.
It's a your power PC with the operating system Steam.
It boots up,
but played like a console.
It boots up to Steam like big picture.
Yeah.
But it runs on like a Linux thing, so you can boot it up like a computer, and it's still a computer.
Okay. As well.
The
controller's bad, though.
Yeah, people say like the controller's awesome for. It's got like this haptic feedback inside of it, so the little touchpads are like there's something underneath that like
it hits you.
So like as you're scrolling, it was like
come on
over everything. I was like, that's pretty cool. But they said for first person shooters, it's impossible.
Oh jeez.
And like that you probably won't get better at it. You won't just learn it. It's just so fucked up.
I have like a tiny, tiny, tiny delay. But like
I don't think it's delayed, just like,
but like thousands of times over.
You don't have the thumbsticks.
It makes the last the impact on a first person shooter, like a Twitch game.
Yeah. You need the thumbsticks. The thumbsticks like
tell you where you are.
Okay, there's gonna be a $40 controller, it's gonna be exactly the Xbox
360. It won't be they're gonna re-release
it. Well, the thing is, like, the Steam controller is what's the cool thing about it. You can plug in whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
It's gonna work just via USB to computer. They're all Steam games that use the Xbox controller to begin with, so the Steam controller is just like they're cool.
Dude, this could be awesome. Yeah. And then you get the Steam sales and stuff.
It does seem kinda cool.
This could be really good.
Yeah.
Wait, how much is the Alienware one though? $2,000?
I don't know. It's probably a lot. It's, you know what, it might not be too much because from what they said, like the specs inside of it were the same as like a PS4. So they might actually be pretty competitive.
I'm gonna call it. Sorry, guys. This is episode 121 of the All Range Mode podcast. My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
TJ.
Chad.
All Range Mode out.
Okay, no fur.